you've noticed, but one of the things we're worst at on this podcast is starting. My intros, I'd say my intros are horrendous.
My favorite beginning to a podcast is not one of your ones, but when Elliot used to do the Vibe podcast.
Vibe with the Vibe.
The one that you were on that just started, zero context, you're just going, Freddie McManus?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Well, what if I told you that we started recording 30 seconds ago?
Whoa.
Wow. What an intro. We've started this podcast by talking about how I usually start podcasts.
That's pretty
meta. It's
like
the Matrix level. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is history.
Yeah. It's good. So, welcome back to Must Watch with George and Alan and our guest today. We're joined by the lovely man and Sydney comedian, Benedict Kennedy Cox. Everybody, so we get a big round of applause.
G'day, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here. Long-time listener.
Yeah, great. We finally have both a colleague, I'd say.
Yeah, man.
A comedy colleague and also a big fan on the podcast.
Yes, definitely. Love you guys.
See, we've had two people that aren't colleagues in comedy be on the podcast, but who also aren't fans either. They're just sort of like people. I'd say Delaney and Tim Sahl.
Yeah, so often we have these guests on and they don't show any respect.
Right.
You know, like they never listen to any of the episodes.
Shopping.
You know, they don't know about my divorce. Like they're not up with the current issues, which, you know, because, you know, I tell jokes on the stage.
Yeah.
You never see the real me on stage, right? But in this podcast, I get real.
Yeah.
This is it. George just kind of coaxes it out of me.
Yeah, I'm like a Parkinson or something.
Right.
Or who's another legendary interviewer, not from 20 years ago.
All I can think about
Ellen.
Is Parkinson, man.
Parkinson.
He's amazing.
And Parkinson and Ellen and Dr. Phil.
Those two. Barbara Walters.
Yeah. I'm Ellen, Barbara Walters, and Dr. Phil all rolled into one.
Rolled into one. Crazy package.
You sure are, George.
Oh, man. And we actually have a little bit of a plan for this podcast. Do you want to start off with that?
Yeah, okay. So one thing that I do is on Facebook, I like to call it a channel rather than a Facebook page. Ooh. I have a channel where I review beers. And since we're... can I say what day of the week we're recording this?
Yeah, sure.
We're recording this on a Sunday. And on Sunday, I like to review beers for my Sunday stout sesh. So I thought, because it is a Sunday, here are the stouts, guys. These are Source Brewing Co. Special Batch Dark Chocolate Stouts.
Dark Chocolate Stouts.
Yes.
No way. So we're going to review this chocolate stout here today.
It's going to be good.
Alan's not happy.
Dark Chocolate Stout. I don't know anything about beer. Like, what's the difference between a stout and a lager?
So, a stout is like it's a dark color and it's brewed differently probably. Like, lager is, you know, it's like a Guinness.
Do you know anything about beer?
I knew nothing when I started doing this, but I've eventually just learnt things as I go, and because I've had fans who are like craft beer fanatics and they correct me when I get things wrong.
Oh, really? So, do you have like beer fans that watch your show who you don't necessarily know? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Most of the audience are just people who I've met through like comedy or through beer.
Sure.
And a lot of them, you know, just give me feedback and stuff. A lot of them think I do the reviews quite seriously. Most people get the joke that I'm just, you know, because it's different to like wine. You know, wine has a few varieties and, you know, people go mental about that. But beer, you've got weird stuff like this, like a dark chocolate stout. I haven't cracked mine yet, but it's just so weird.
Chocolate stout, Source Brewing Co. Is this a Sydney-based?
It is
Brewer?
A Sydney-based one, I believe.
So I'm filming this because the review is going to go on our social media as a video as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course, man.
It's all video content, isn't it? That's what the people want.
Yeah, man. It's the future. Just, you know, quick little ones, and we all cheer. We gonna do it.
Oh, let's cheers.
We got to say to cheers. To cheers.
To cheers.
I can't really see. There we go. All right, let's go.
I spilled beer on the equipment.
Okay.
It's all right. It's going to make it better.
Hang on.
Okay,
all
then.
Right. But I've done wine tasting before and you got to sniff it, right?
Yeah, if we want to. I mean, yeah, like it's out of the can.
And then you got a you put a little bit in your mouth
and swill it around.
And you breathe air in through, you know.
Aerate it. You do it in coffee too. It's called cupping. Okay, we'll do a big slurp together.
Well, yeah. How do you do it with beer though?
Just like this, like.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But are you supposed to do that?
No, I've never seen anyone do it.
All right. I haven't even had a taste yet.
Yeah, go and then we'll talk. We'll have our
opinions. Then we'll go. Kinda, do you want me to down the whole thing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, start singing.
Okay, he's a legend, so they say. He tried to go to Brisbane, but he went the other way.
That's not too bad.
So yeah, it tastes more like beer than chocolate.
I can't taste any chocolate at all.
Really? Because to me, it is full of chocolate.
I'm not a beer drinker, though. That's the problem.
No, you drink cider, don't you?
This is
we'll be coming to that.
Is this the first beer you've ever tasted, George?
No, it's not.
Hey, there's a point.
What?
What was the first beer you ever had, Benedict?
First beer I ever had was Crownie.
At the townie.
No, it was at the year 10 formal after party, and my mate said that.
Whoa! Yeah. Did you say year 10?
Yeah.
So you were skipped ahead quite a bit. You were 18 years old.
Yeah, it's just the New South Wales education system that year, Alan. No,
report of crime has been committed.
I think the statute of limitations, man.
Officer,
I'm 27, dude. It was like, yeah.
Officer,
are you calling the police now?
Yeah, I've got. They put me on hold.
Do you know, like in Sydney right now, I wouldn't be surprised if I did get arrested for like an underage drinking charge from 12 years ago. But yeah, and you know, it was fine. It was so hard to finish. It's just when you first have beer, it's the most disgusting thing in the world. Your child taste buds are so sensitive, and here comes this thing that's just this weird. It's like sand rubbing against your tongue when you first have it.
It doesn't taste like anything else. But, I mean, it can't. This doesn't even taste like chocolate to me.
Well, what was the first one you had, George?
First ever beer I ever had.
Yeah,
probably like a Corona or something. I mean, I don't really remember specifically. I remember my dad letting me taste one. It was like we were in Portugal. It was like some Portuguese beer.
Oh yeah.
I remember quite liking that, so it might have been a cider, actually.
So the first beer that you ever had was a cider, and that's why you love ciders so much.
He just wanted you to fit in, just gave you a cider. Oh, you wouldn't like beer.
Love the beers.
Great dad, honestly.
I love these apple beers.
Oh, good on.
You know, the first one I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
See, I waited for it to be legal. So that's an odd thing about me.
Okay.
So... I was an idiot. I used to go to parties when I was 15, 16, and like...
Are you really the guy that didn't drink?
I didn't drink.
Yeah, there's always a few of those.
I don't need to drink to have a good time. And I really did. In hindsight, I really would have had a much better time if I was drinking.
I started drinking when I was 17, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
17, at like parties and stuff, which is... probably about right, I'd say.
Yeah.
Well, maybe some people are a bit younger than that. You especially, but...
Well, I was 17 when I 17. Was in O Week at uni, and I lived on campus at CSU. But Goon was the drink of choice then. Mm. And I'd never... I'd heard a lot about Goon, like the boxed wine. Yeah. And then when somebody said to me, hey, can you go to Dan Murphy's if you're heading there and get me a Goon sack? Yeah. I looked for ages for the Goon sack that was branded Goon. I was like, there's no Goon brand Goon here.
Did you ask them?
Yeah, I asked. I was like, hey, where's the Goon? And they looked at me like, gosh, this kid's actually just asking, where's the Goon? But he's standing right in front of the Goon. Oh, no. So what's wrong with him?
Did you ever think about like the moon is a moon, but it's called the moon?
Uh-huh.
You ever think about that?
I guess like 17-year-old me was just more focused on getting drunk on boxed wine and mixed with juice.
Well, I'm just saying, you wanted the Goon, which was called Goon, like it was the official first ever Goon for which all other Goons were named after. But if we can get back to the issues, the first beer I had was a Guinness.
Right.
That's a strong beer.
Well, it's a terrible first beer, and it put me off all beers pretty much. I got to tell you.
Right.
What do you got there, George? What's going on?
Got a surprise for you, Benedict.
Oh, awesome. Mate. What is this? The Alan Show? There's so many surprises.
Well, I just thought this is why I needed the glass. This is why I insisted on the glasses because I don't have four ciders for us to drink.
Oh, okay, great.
Now, what I wanted before I show this, what I wanted to do was get the new watermelon Summersby because they have watermelon Summersby now.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Which is let's be honest, probably tastes disgusting. But I wanted to try it out. I couldn't get any, so I've got a Recorder Lig Premium Passion Fruit.
Ooh, lovely.
I thought we could review that.
Definitely.
Alan doesn't look.
Well, I'm not sure if it goes with
look, we're doing
dark
this,
chocolate.
We're doing this for the listeners, right? Yeah. It's not about our taste.
Hey, not just listeners now, viewers.
Viewers, that's right.
This video is going to be cut down extensively in Premiere Pro.
Please edit me out of it.
And I've also just got a classic Monteith's apple cider.
What awesome. A classic.
So I thought we could just review the Recorder Lig as a more spicy, you know, drink, a bit out there.
Caliente.
And then also Monteith's I've got here.
Wonderful.
I think, yeah, okay. I just realized I don't have a bottle opener.
This is one of George's hilarious pranks. Right. He's pranked himself.
Is this going to be the first part in any episode of a podcast where I have to leave?
Do you want us to actually...
A podcast of first. Let's leave it in. Okay, I'm going to go get a bottle opener.
Yeah, so you leave it running and me continue. And... continue doing what?
Just point it around. All right, I'll BRB, okay?
All right, see you soon, man.
The chat better maintain its high quality whilst I'm away.
Me and Rutness Island over here with the Rutness Monster. That's another one for you.
Oh my god!
This is great. I was so happy when I came to the studio. I was wondering, you know, I'm a long time listener, but how professional is this podcast?
I just
going
want to apologize to you, Benedict. I mean, it's just despicable. I mean, we wanted to show you a good time, and you know. Have it be professional, like the Ellen DeGeneres hour.
Did you say Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, that's her name, isn't it?
Ellen. I just imagine you in a blonde wig,
doing her dance. I call her Ellen Degenerate.
That's actually what my dad previously called her.
No, I was kidding around. Yeah. I have a lot of respect for her as a comedian. And
she's great. Yeah.
As a woman in the LGBT.
Yeah.
IQ community.
Did you see her special Relatable?
I've never watched any comedy.
have like so many videos of you doing stand-up that I've seen you post. You haven't watched any. So you would like maybe watched more of yourself like as a young fella in like Raw going like looking at the plane going, that's not fooling anyone, you know?
Yeah, that's the only stuff I like to watch.
That's great stuff. Great material. You had the bowl cut back then.
Yeah, I had a bowl cut for a long time. Okay, George is back.
Has returned empty-handed.
Well, this is exciting.
he's just looking around the room wondering what he could use as a bottle opener right now.
This is a disaster.
The cider review might not happen because I can't find a bottle opener anywhere.
Does anyone know the lighter trick? And do we have a lighter?
I don't have a lighter. Are we smokers? Do you want me to have
I don't smoke. And neither should you, kids.
Yeah. Well, this has all gone a bit off the rails. What I might do is end the video record. And...
Well, we haven't given a score to the beer
yet. That's true.
That's very important.
True.
Yeah.
Not until we drink the ciders. We have to stick to the plan, Benedict.
There was a slight problem with the ciders, though. You might remember we don't have a bottle opener. How are we meant to?
When I was 18.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here we are.
First ever Guinness. They handed it to me in a jug. Mm-hmm. Couldn't open it. What do you think I did?
Just drank it straight from the jug.
I smashed the jug. And I drank it off the floor.
Wonderful.
As if I got two that weren't twist top. What is the likelihood of that? Half the ciders I get are twist top.
I think with you, the chances are very, very high. Don't try to open it. You'll cut your hand open.
My whole great idea.
Imagine if
I bought these.
You just sliced your hand open.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Wait, what I'm going to... I might be able to use that mantelpiece there.
Okay. This is great.
Oh, this has gone off the rails.
Now, we should really film this because this is going to be...
This is going to be good.
Well, yeah. Do you want to start filming it? Or?
No, no. This this is all going in the podcast. I want you
Sweet. There. I'm looking forward to this being in the podcast. If you're still listening, like, let us know you're listening. This is special. You're a special person.
George.
Did you get it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't even like cider, George. Who cares?
If you did any damage to the mantelpiece, you're going to edit that out so Alfie doesn't know that.
I didn't do any damage to the mantelpiece.
Sweet.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been a failure, I'd say.
Look,
let's just score the beer.
Like, I don't want to point fingers at who, you know, is responsible, because I think we're equally responsible. Wouldn't you say that, Benedict?
Yeah, I mean, like, I showed up and I saw you take those out, and I didn't say anything about a bottle opener until it was too. Also, the person who sold it to you could have given you a reminder, just so you know. You need
is
a bottle opener.
Is that normal,
for
though, for someone to sell you a bottle and then be like, don't forget, you will need a bottle opener?
It's all abnormal until everything goes pear-shaped. Would have been a better joke if we had some pear cider, but all good, you know.
I just had another sip of that beer. I'm not a... I love the chocolate part of it.
Yeah.
Not a fan of the beer part.
So you can taste the chocolate now?
There's a little bit of a... It's the first thing you taste is chocolate, mm-hmm. and then it's just so overpowered by the beer that it just all goes, to be honest.
What are you going to give it out of 10?
Compared to other beers?
Just out of 10, flavor-wise. Yeah, I guess you always compare to other beers.
4.
4.
Oh, compared to other beers.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's quite a heavy beer, and if I drink a beer, it has to be a light beer.
Yeah, it is.
Know?
We haven't read the information. It's 2.8 standards.
Yeah, right.
And it's 500 mils, I
standards.
Think. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Half a litre.
Limited to 4,000 cans. This is a limited edition beer.
Yeah, and we've got 4 of them. So, we've got 0.1% of the cans produced. So, pretty special on this podcast. Alan, what do you reckon out of 10?
Yeah, it's very drinkable. Fruity undertones. No, that's I'm projecting on you. I think that's I'm sort of just looking at Benedict and I'm saying whatever pops into my head. I think it's okay. I don't know how I'd go if I was drinking these all night.
No, so many.
I might get quite unwell, but one of these I think is okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay, nice.
Right. What about you, Benedict?
I think I'm going to go in with a 7 for this one. Yeah. I think that the chocolate's bang on, but it's there's a bit of creaminess. But at the end of the day, I think those two flavors are maybe all it has to offer. But they're nice flavors. But yeah, it doesn't win any big prizes in my book. But very nice, very good, very good.
So, yeah, what is it that Michael Scott says in the Office? That scene in the Office. it has an oaky afterbirth. I think is what he says.
Oh, he's great. I love your Elvis impersonation. Thank you. Thank you a lot.
Is that another Michael Scott? Yeah. Oh, man.
Do you, when you go to the townie to hang out, what do you drink?
If I'm in Newtown, I'd probably get a Newtowner normally. Had Hawks Lager on tap sometimes. Cooper's Pale Ale goes very nice, but... if I'm at Star Bar, I've got the drink voucher. Tui's New goes great as well.
Why would you be at Star Bar?
Doing the gigs there, man?
Oh, yeah.
Gigs at Star Bar. Is it bad because we mentioned Freddie before or something? Or am I going to... I have to stop this. It's going to be a shady podcast.
All good. There will be no editing done on this podcast whatsoever.
Why should there be?
I noticed you seem a lot happier these days. As soon as you got rid of the editing out of your...
that
responsibilities
was very boring. The only editing I do now is I get the fuzziness out by normalizing on Audacity. It's all very complicated. Alan wouldn't understand, but
no,
are they real terms?
Normalizes, and so is editing and Audacity.
Right,
and they go together quite well as well. So, yeah, man. Well, how would you rate the outside of my ciders?
Recorderly. Like, I love what they do. It's not the sort of thing I drink. It's the sort of thing I drink on, like, Christmas Eve if I was listening to music with my family into the night and you want to keep drinking because there's not heaps of alcohol in it. But
it's not strong.
Recorderly.
Montese is just classic.
More like 1.2. Recorder podcast.
God damn it.
Anyway...
I didn't see that coming.
Listen, talking of comedy, you do a bit of comedy.
Yeah, I do a bit of comedy. Yeah.
You know what I find interesting? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm terrible with names. So what's your...
Katie, my girlfriend.
Katie, yeah. I've met her before. Mm-hmm. She's a real trooper.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I find this interesting. Like, she comes to a lot of the gigs. She came to the recording of my Fringe show.
Oh, yeah.
And so she comes a lot to your gigs.
Yeah,
I'm surprised she's not here.
We were thinking she might even be here for the record.
Just on the couch.
That's funny.
And what I've noticed about Katie, especially when you're on stage,
mm-hmm.
is that she doesn't laugh. I detected something when I was... saw her at my Fringe mm-hmm. hour. I thought,
yes,
the laughs per minute are very low. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
and you were having a great time.
I was, man.
And she just looked like she's seen it all before, you know.
She probably had at the various open mics. She's...
Well, I think if you see a lot of comedy, I mean, you love comedy, don't you? You love to watch it.
Yeah, I love it.
And you're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit more like her, actually. I never laugh at anything. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What's her deal? I guess that's what I'm asking. Is she doing, like, that's real love, maybe. She supports you in that way and just comes along even though it pains her greatly.
No, definitely. And there, you know,
I'm sorry, I've been drinking a lot.
The chocolate's getting too sweet.
I'm thinking about my divorce. And,
that's cool, man. I guess, like, basically, when I started doing it, she said to me, I want to try to go to as many gigs as possible. Mm-hmm. And then it got to a point where...
She said that?
Yeah, she said that to me because we spoke to Cam Duggan.
Oh, yeah.
And he told her, he's like, I reckon you're going to get sick of these gigs in about a month. And so she said to me... this is when I started comedy, so like a year and 2 months ago, like that. And she said to me, oh, I want to prove Cam wrong. Yeah. I want to, you know, go to the month of gigs. So I did 8 gigs in my first month. She came to every one.
Yeah.
And since then, she has been to every one.
Yeah.
Apart from a few nights where I've had like back-to-back doing the same shows, the same comedians, but she'll always come to one of those. Yeah, so in my mind, that's basically she's been to every show. So
yeah, pretty much. That is... Man, I'm like, I don't want to go to an open mic, and I'm on.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that happens frequently, I'd say.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm not sure that I would. I do think that's a sign that she cares about the craft and she cares about you.
Yeah, definitely,
but
man.
I'm not sure that I would want my partner, sexual partner, to come to all my gigs, because I mean sometimes mm-hmm. you don't do well, right? And then you sort of, I mean, it'd be cool if they came and all they saw was you doing real good every time.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mean you specifically, he means generally people, I think.
You in the general sense,
but like to that
you
point,
was in me,
like my first ever gig, like when I spoke to, you know, Cam and a few other comedians afterwards, I bombed. I did horrible.
Where was your first ever gig?
Tudor on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You were there, Alan, actually.
Was I?
Yeah, and I'm glad you left before I went on because I'd seen you perform. I'd seen you both perform before and I was really impressed. And I was really nervous when I saw you there. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to have to perform to him. And then you got on. And then when I got on, I saw that you were to the audience and I was like, oh, good.
Yeah.
And then I just bombed for 4 minutes and I've been working on this 4 minutes for like 2 weeks day, practicing like 20 times a day. And it got one sort of, and then like lots of people looking really confused.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I had a big old bomb on Friday. I can relate.
What? No way.
Powerbomb.
Really?
I had a powerful bomb at Powerbomb today.
Damn.
We won't talk about that. But yeah, no. Yeah, it's weird because I didn't like, I remember I wrote my first set like the week before I went up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went up and it went like fine. And then, but then the next week I was like, well, now I need to write a whole new set. And it went not fine.
Damn.
The second time and all the other consecutive times for like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was for me. What about you, Alan?
My first time in 2001, pre-9/11. Is that what you're talking about?
You have to say pre-9/11, don't you?
Oh, well, I'm just, you know, that's the world changed.
Yeah, never forget. Yeah.
I don't know. It just had a big impact on me, but maybe you're not. Yeah. Maybe it didn't mean much to you. You know, when you saw those towers fall, you just were like, I'm just going to keep writing jokes.
Oh, well, I was nine. I wasn't writing any jokes yet. I just, like, I guess.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You know, you don't even. You just didn't care.
Are you suggesting that our podcast guest didn't care about 9/11?
I think he might think that it's an inside job.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not convinced it's an inside. It's like any conspiracy theory, I think, sort of builds this idea that you want to believe.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you ever heard, like, Lenny Kravitz and Bruce Springsteen are the same person?
Is that a conspiracy theory?
Because they've never been at the Grammys at the same year. They've never released an album on the same year, except for 1993, when they both released 7-track EPs.
Whoa.
So that's completely made up.
Yeah,
and
of
you can
it
fact
is.
Check that, and all those things I said will be wrong, but for a second, you want to believe it.
Oh, you made that up just
now? Yeah. Oh, no, dude, that's like one from high school. I went through a phase of making them up. And
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so you said you make up. Wait, was that one of your topics that you brought to the group?
Oh, no, it wasn't. I just came up organically.
You know, everything's gone wrong in this podcast, but I feel like we got these great topics that our guest has brought, and we love that when a guest actually brings.
Well, he's just brought
topics.
Up a good topic, and now we've moved on to talking about topics in a general conceptual sense.
You know what?
We could have asked the other theories were, how they went, who believed them, but no, it's man. Did he write any other good topics?
The thing about... Can we get back to the moon?
Okay.
So, you got the moon, right? And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're a werewolf, right?
Me?
Yeah.
A werewolf?
Imagine you're a werewolf.
Oh, okay. Must be a stretch, but all right.
You're a werewolf. Huh. And you're an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
And you land on the moon. Are you on all the time?
So, you're a werewolf all the time when you're on the moon?
Yeah.
Mm.
And in a comedic sense, are you just on?
Are you always on? Yeah, you're going there, yeah. So I just flew here from Earth, and boy, are my arms tired. From stretching into a wolf shape and dementing,
You're a wolf. Your suit doesn't fit anymore.
Oh, what a rough flight.
You wouldn't want to turn back into a human, would you?
No, you'd have too much space. You'd have to make a special suit. Good thing NASA, I think, are some of the best people to sort this out.
We've gone off topic. The topic was topics. And we need to talk generally about that. No, so let's go back a little bit further and have a drink. Let's have a cider. Let's drink some cider. No. Okay.
I really wish we could have done it. Maybe, should I message Alfie and see if he can bring one up?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But continue with the topic about topics.
Can this be a two-hour podcast?
I would be honoured if everyone at home is keen on hearing.
I don't know if they are. Evidence suggests.
We're getting some live tweets. They are not on board.
Engagement stats across the 40 minutes are not good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, I used to be able to see it on Facebook. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so you used to make up fake conspiracy theories.
Yeah, during high school, I was a real liar. Anyone who knows me from high school, who are most of my good friends now, people I went to high school with, if you ask any of them, I was just full of shit constantly. I guess I was just really insecure and I was a drama kid as well. So I was used to making up stuff a lot.
Right,
and,
cool.
That was just one of the myriad of things that I just made up in high school.
Sure thing. I think
that's
that's
a weird thing to make up, though, isn't it? I mean, you'd sort of want to make up that you're something about yourself, not just like a random fact or whatever.
I did those as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. What would you make up about yourself?
I told a bunch of people, that, including a teacher, that I was just dating this girl in my year who I knew, but we weren't dating, but I just thought maybe if I tell enough people that we're dating. I did tell a teacher, and she said to me, "Benedict, she's not your type. She's attractive."
Oh, really?
And it was in front of the class, because I said,
"Oh, you said it in front of the class."
Yeah. She's like, "You're happy, Benedict." And I went, "Yeah, I've got a girlfriend now." And she said, who? And I said the girl's name. And she went, no, no, she's attractive. She's not your girlfriend. Like, stop.
Did everyone laugh?
Yeah, they had a good old laugh.
Go. I think we have a... Here we go.
Thank Alfie God Canuck. You're here. Woo!
Thank you. Oh, it's
Alfie. Canuck.
Man, we've...
What are you guys doing in my house?
Oh, man. We finally can review these ciders. I brought them out. We couldn't open them.
We well, let you down, Alfie, and we're all sorry about it.
So we have the Monteiths is open.
The podcast network is sort of in disarray.
For the first... For the first time ever on Must Watch Podcast, I left the studio during a live podcast record.
To look for a bottle opener.
And
I was. Well,
yeah, from the other side of the desk. Thank you, Alfie. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alfie.
Oh, yeah, man. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. No, he's a good guy.
Well, he lets us use his house on a regular basis. So yeah,
every week we're bothering him.
All right, so we can finally... Tess, were you at the end of your story, sorry?
Yeah, no, that was it.
He's a fucking liar, and we brought him on the show, and now he's still lying.
All right, I'm going to pour out the way.
I don't think that beer is a 7. I think you lied about that.
It's a 7 to an 8, but 7.
Yeah, like there we go.
But I can't, an 8.
You just can't help it,
an 8
you?
Is like the good score that I, some people say to me, you give out too many 7s.
Have you given out any 10s?
Cheers. 1.
What beer was that?
It was the Hope Estate Porter. They're from the Hunter Valley.
So and that was actually really good. It was like...
It was the best porter I'd ever had, like, in running for that. And I love dark beers, like stouts and porters and that. And this was...
Don't sip yet.
It was milky and amazing. It was at the end of a tasting paddle I'd done I'd streamed live.
Oh, cool.
So, and I hadn't had anything to eat. Yeah. So, by the end of it, I was a little bit... tipsy, so maybe I was a bit more liberal with what I was giving away.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Maybe this record leg will be a 10.
Hell yeah.
This, shall we? But my palate, all I can taste is chocolate stout.
Oh, sorry, we don't have any sorbet for your palate. Jesus Christ, mate. We're upstairs in a house in Newtown.
No? That's what I used to say to my wife when I had a big session at the gym. I'd say, I'm sore, bae.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right,
anyway, let's have a sip.
To cheers.
No, let's cheers first. So, this is Recorder League Passion Fruit. Okay, here we go. Very fruity.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I can't even remember what chocolate stout tastes like.
So, to me, this tastes like a less carbonated champagne with a lot less alcohol.
That's a good shout, actually.
Hmm.
This is like a champagne, almost.
Yeah.
You put it... Yeah. It's... The problem with recording is it's just so sweet. You couldn't have, like, a night on these, could you?
Oh, no way. But I knew... At uni, I knew rich kids...
Yeah.
...who used to have nights on Recorder League.
Hello.
They were all... Wait, where are you... Were you from... You're from the Central Coast. You grew up... Like, you're English, but... You know,
I grew up in Sydney.
Oh, okay. Like, on the North Shore or something? Or...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's where these kids were from. They were always from the... I didn't know North Shore was a thing until I started uni. And that was the first thing I learnt before any of the communications.
By the way,
crap
we do need
doing.
To drink all this so we can do the Monteiths, Alan. You will need to drink that whole glass.
Yeah, get it
I
down,
went back
yeah.
to the chocolate stout straight away.
Oh, really? But, that's okay.
But,
well, for me, this is, it's a, you'd have this, I can imagine being at like a garden party and getting this in like a wine glass or something, you know?
Yes.
And having like a fruit salad that people can help themselves to. You know what I mean?
Oh, like a build your own salad station?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, screw those. Jeez. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'd probably give this like a 4 out of 10. It's not without merit, but it's way too sweet.
For, if I'm comparing ciders... Yeah, I give it a 4 or 5. I tend to prefer a dry cider than a sweet one. Although I am partial to a Somersby every so often.
Oh, yeah, that's very sweet, isn't it?
It's okay. It's too sweet for me. You know?
What are you rating it?
Oh, why? I don't like cider, but...
give me a number.
What'd you give it?
4 or 5. 4.5.
4.25.
Whoa.
Always trying to one-up me.
Well, he's made himself the average in this situation then, so...
Anyway, what was the right answer?
Well, there's no right or wrong answers. I always encourage people, you know, if you...
I thought we were playing
disagree.
The Price is Right. Hey, are you Bob Barker or are you a... Benedict Benedict
Docks. Oh gosh, it's like being at Starbucks, getting my name.
What do they call you at Starbucks?
I spoke to Dodd Tave about it last night. I got called Benedict Cox Kennedy, a few nights ago.
I love that. It's an interesting name, Cox.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of the biggest names in Sydney comedy by number of characters. So, you know, that.
Oh, really? Helps
me. Yeah, yeah. I haven't counted all the. Who else would be up there? I'm not
Marcel
sure.
Marcel Blanche de Wilt. He'd be up there with character number.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just that my legal surname is Cox. That's on my birth certificate. It's on my passport. But, when I was in preschool, my dad just enrolled me as Kennedy Cox because he had Cox as his surname and he knew what it's like to have that. Because it's so phallic. Like, you got my name's Benedict, so I've got that in there as well. Like, I don't know what they were thinking when they named me. So, having the Kennedy in there breaks it up.
Now,
and it's like,
talk me through this. But Kennedy is
my mum's surname.
Your mum's surname.
Yeah.
But your parents aren't Kennedy Cox.
No. They have different last. My mum kept her last name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
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 So we have the Monteiths here.
So you know, my dad said, never trust a man with a hyphenated name.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, have you broken his rules or you upholding them? You don't trust
I think he was right because you've admitted to being a liar, but maybe that was the lie. Yeah.
The lie was that he's lying that he's a liar.
Yeah, which makes him the most honest man I know.
Right, shall we cheers this? So, this is Monteith's Classic Apple Cider. It should be a bit drier.
Cheers.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great.
Smooth.
Smooth. Oh, man, that's the good stuff.
That's all right. I think I'd give that... Well, it's just more classic and it's more dry, so automatically it's... And it's apple rather than passion fruit, and it's not as sweet. Mm. So, for me, it automatically gets up to a... Maybe a 6... No, maybe a 7, I'd say, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine pouring this on a woman's foot... Drinking it off her...
On a foot?
Heel.
Fuck's sake.
Out of the places on a woman's body, you could put to drink something off. Not that I would do that if
you... Can you drink something off a part of someone's body?
You can drink something off a foot.
Well, they have... They used to be, like, you know, people... I say used to, it's just because I haven't seen it. Well, like, when I was a kid, I was watching The Bachelor, the US one, and... A girl lay down on a table and poured vodka into her belly button, and then the bachelor came along and he did a shot out of her belly button. Fuck? Yeah, apparently.
Did he pick her up and like, you know what I mean? Like, did he pick her up, like tilt her to get it out? Or did he use like a straw?
He probably
straw.
It was a weird season of The Bachelor. I'm pretty sure that guy was a single dad. Which is just sort of like, what was that saying? Like, this is how desperate some women are, like, they're willing to, like, be on the TV, overlook the fact that this guy is just, like, they couldn't find a bachelor.
Did he have a dad bod?
No, he did all right. Like, oh, he wasn't, like, full dad bod, but he was, like, doing better than, you know, your average bloke, you know, body-wise. Like, he was still the bachelor. He was just a single
He's still
dad.
The bachelor, so.
Come on, guys. He's still the bachelor.
Yeah. Like, the kid wasn't even that old. Like, the kid was old enough to do interviews on the show. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I watched...
You'd hate that for your dad to be the bachelor, hey? I wouldn't like that at all. How would you feel if your dad was the bachelor?
Great material.
I'd be proud of him. I'd be real proud of him.
Yeah?
Really?
I love my dad.
You could be the bachelor.
What? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You could be.
Yeah.
That would be... So I would actually watch that.
Apart from for all the reasons... That you couldn't be,
yeah.
You could be the bachelor.
Do you want to do it?
Okay.
What, apply.
No, we'll film our own version of the Bachelor in the Sydney open mic scene.
Oh god!
And I can have a bunch of. Let's get men and women involved.
Okay. Are you bisexual?
Not strictly speaking.
So, what are the men there for?
Well, because I'm open.
Oh, okay.
Open for business.
Awesome, man. I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and it's just like, just yeah, exactly. It's just sort of, let's, well, how would I know? How would I know if I'm bisexual? Are you bisexual, Benedict Kennedy Cox?
No, I'm not, but I've never really, like, tested it
exactly.
out. But, like, well, I'm pretty sure I'm not, like,
I'm pretty,
you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not. I think you know, but without testing. You know what I mean? I don't think you have to test. I think you just
You don't
know.
Think you have to do a blood test?
Maybe they say it's in your genes, don't they? Is that true?
Well, that's what
really?
Some people say.
Oh, you're saying you don't believe that?
Well, it's an interesting question, isn't it? I
do we have time to...
Queensland is in the building.
I do think that it may be.
But isn't it either proven or not? Or do they not know what specific genes do? I guess until they take a gene out, like if they've got a gay person, removed the gene...
So you got a gay you got a gay person called Gene.
Yeah.
You remove him from the group.
Yeah.
And is everyone else gay?
So that's the end of the episode for
we've been cancelled, not in a formal sense, just by a junkie and pedestrian. The
few articles written.
Latest episode of Must Watch is
you
problematic.
Know what, you know what I'm gonna say?
Go on.
Because we're not editing any of this, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Is that you know what? It doesn't matter. Whether it's Whoa. Genetic
that's,
or whether it's a choice.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I get it.
And you know, if I choose to do a version of The Bachelor in the Sydney Open Mic scene with 12 beauties.
Men and women?
Men and women.
Okay.
No one is going to stand in my way.
Thank you for that beautiful...
I look forward to seeing that.
Beautiful speech at the end of our the end of our episode. We are actually at the end of the episode, though.
But what about the topics?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? It's 40 minutes long.
What do you mean 40
Every
minutes
Every time
long?
I get to the end of a fucking episode, you kick up a stink. We agreed that each episode would be 40 minutes, and every time we get to 40 minutes...
I thought we were doing an hour.
This is just oh, no, 40 minutes, I thought. All of my expectations. I just want to say that. This is just...
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is brilliant. This is great. Like, I wrote out these topics, and I'm like, we're not going to get to a single one of these.
Well, I mean, we spent 20 minutes. You were looking for a bottle opener.
That's great content, dude. Yeah, people are going to love it. I can't wait to listen to what you guys were talking about when I was downstairs.
Oh, you were just saying mean things about you.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you know what? It's not my podcast. It's your podcast. I'm a guest on it every week. And if you want it to be 40 minutes long, then I respect that.
It's so unprofessional for us to argue about the length when we're recording the episode.
We're still working out some kinks.
Yeah, I feel like I'm that kid who goes to his mate's house for a sleepover who then, like, has to watch his friend get yelled at by his friend's parents. He just sort of sits there. Yeah. Just
must watch.
Eyes glued on the TV. Yeah, must watching watch. It. Yeah.
You did it in the Lizzie Who episode as well.
What'd I do?
You complained when I said we were finished.
Play that clip.
No, I can't be bothered.
Oh, shout-outs to Ben Yao, by the way. If you're listening, your legend, Ben Yao. And Damien, who also, if you're listening, Lizzie's brother, when I heard that episode and heard that her brother was Damien from Big Brother, because I've watched so much reality TV in my life, too much, man. Like, it's changed who I am as a person in an almost genetic way that I think I'll pass it on to the next generation. Really? Yeah, and when she said Damien, I remembered him. I was thinking,
really?
I was like, he was the first off. And then she went, yeah, he was voted out first. And I was like, oh, my God.
You remembered him.
You always remember the first voted out.
Yeah. He loved himself. He absolutely, which I think is great. I think you should love yourself, especially us as comedians. You know, you got to back in any industry. You got to back yourself. You got to love yourself. Like when you're on Big Brother, and you just got to be yourself, and you come out there and you're so in love with yourself. Australia was just not having it.
Yeah, all of Australia.
Man, what a way to end.
Beautiful. It's Are you available next week, Benedict?
Yeah, man, any week.
It's fantastic. This is a two-parter.
Yeah. This is when this is released, it will have been filmed about a month ago.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I want everyone to know. This is being recorded between the Lizzie Who and the Billy Darcy episode.
This is going to be like, you know, some big event is going to happen in the world and we didn't talk about it.
Oh, dear.
B because of this.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.